For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Felicia Eady. In January of 1961, nine black students from Friendship Junior College in Rock Hill walked 1 mile to the McCrory's Variety Store and sat at the segregated lunch counter. They were soon arrested for trespassing. But instead of paying bail, the nine chose to serve full sentences, 30 days hard labor. The men became known as the Friendship Nine, and their serve time decision started the Jail No Bail movement. It was an untried strategy in the civil rights movement. It allowed activists to save money. It drew greater attention to their fights against segregation and Jim Crow laws. And soon, other protesters throughout the South were doing the same. Sunday, James Wells, one of the Friendship Nine protesters, passed away in his hometown of Rock Hill. He was 77 years old. In 2015, Wells and other members of the Friendship Nine were once again at the Rock Hill City Court. They were there with their former lawyer that represented them 54 years prior, Ernest A. Finney, and proceeding over the court was Circuit Court Judge John Hayes III, nephew of Billy Hayes, the judge that originally sentenced the Friendship Nine. This time, Wells and the other civil rights icons were there to have their 1961 convictions absolved. In a South Carolina educational television report on this event, Dr. Bernice King, daughter of the late civil rights leader Martin Luther King Jr., spoke about the significance of the day.
This is a monumental day for not just civil rights, but human rights and human dignity. It's a victory for nonviolence and an affirmation that nonviolence always, always wins in the end.
Wells went on to serve in the Air Force and later as an attorney in both Columbia and Rock Hill. He is the third member of the Friendship Nine to have passed. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Felicia Eady.